This recording, Texas 7, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah was a nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain white dress and furry, yellow fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah a letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the bird. Soon, that goose had begun to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah managed by gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm and singing to her. Her efforts were not futile. Very soon, the goose began to tire, and Sarah gave her a relaxing bath. Then she laid Comma on a cloth for diagnosis. Almost immediately, Sarah remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. I can't remember the name of the medicine. It came in a fancy jar and was very expensive, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for their cure. I've been wanting to do theater ever since I was about 3 years old. I've been interested in singing since I was about 4 or 5. I remember the very first song that I ever sang was with my dad in our living room, Tina Turner, "What's Love Got to Do with It?" And he used to like flip me over on my back, and I'd like walk on the ceiling on his shoulders. And I've always wanted to be a performer ever since I was, I guess 5 to 8. My dad he bought me a stage when I was really young, and I used to practice like singing in a microphone, and I used to lip sync a lot and jump on my bed and do shows out of my bedroom and everything. I got to be a star in a musical when I was in high school, my senior year. I played Hope Harcourt in the musical Anything Goes, and that was a really cool experience because I played a role that was nothing like how I really am. I'm not a debutante type ingenue role person. I don't know how you would say that. But music is my main passion. I love singing more than anything, and it brings out my personality and what I love about life the most.